This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. We're looking at the 15th chapter of St. John, verse 26. When the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, comes upon you, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning, that we have the same vocation as the Holy Spirit, to testify to the Lord Jesus Christ, the man of fire. The man of fire, the Word of God says, he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I've experienced that fire on my feet to proclaim the gospel. My feet get really hot once in a while, and it's that fire of God to proclaim the gospel that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died for our sins, that he shed his blood for us, that he rose from the dead, and that he has a plan for our lives. Fire. Jesus is the man of fire. We need the fire of God, especially now. I told you yesterday, and I'll say it again, the church is the fireplace. But without the fire, it's cold, and it doesn't do much. Fire without the fireplace is dangerous. We need both, the fire and the fireplace. We need to be burned with the fire of God. John the Baptist said, Jesus, he said, I baptize you with water, but one who is coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Oh, so John, he speaks about a baptism of water for repentance. There's different types of baptisms. We want them all. The water baptism for repentance, it regenerates us. It makes us a new creation in Christ Jesus. It wipes original sin. But then we move on to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's a baptism of power. It's a baptism of God's love. It often moves us from head knowledge about Jesus into our heart. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, it connects us with heaven, into the supernatural realm. You know, after that baptism, when people encounter you, when they encounter you, it gives them an opportunity to encounter another world, because you become the portal between heaven and earth. Jesus begins to reside within your heart in a new way. Jesus, he can only reside where his heaven is and where he finds his home. We want to make a home for Jesus within our heart. We want to fill him with love. You know, St. Paul in Ephesians, he speaks about, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance. It's not a knowing in your head. It's a knowing. It's a supernatural knowing. When the Holy Spirit comes and imparts to you supernatural knowledge, knowledge within your spirit, knowledge within your soul, that the Holy Spirit resides within you, and he begins to blow upon your life. He begins to guide you. He begins to put his power within you. He begins to anoint you to do the greater works of God. And this baptism of the Holy Spirit is for you. But then after, John talks about, and fire. That, so we got water for repentance, the Holy Spirit for power and love. But that fire, that's a refining fire. That baptism of fire, it refines us. It begins to burn out everything of the earth and put in all of heaven within us. In the fire, fire purifies, it heats, it brings life. It transforms. It begins to melt away all the hardness. We need the fire. If you're in the woods, you can't survive without fire. We can't survive without the fire of God. We can't be purified without the fire of God. We can't be set ablaze without the fire of God. We want to be consumed in the fire. You know, in Exodus, the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in flames of fire within the bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn him up. The baptism of the Holy Spirit with the fire, it begins to burn, consume us. We can be consumed in the fire of God, but we won't be burned up. The only thing that becomes burned up is the chaff, is the bad things within us. It's the things of this world. God wants to put a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire within you today. We're going to pray for it at the end of the broadcast after the word goes forth.
The book of Revelation tells us that Jesus is the man of fire, that fire burns from his feet to his loins, and from his loins to his feet. Jesus is the man of fire. How we need that fire in the church to proclaim with fire the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So many people are wishy-washy. They don't have that fire. They don't have that authority. They don't have that zeal. I want more zeal. I want more authority. I want more fire. I want to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the world one at a time. That fire that says, I'm going to go share with this person about Jesus. I remember being a seminarian going to Gloucester, and I picked up this hitchhiker. And he was fiddling around in a bag, and I said, oh my gosh, he's got a gun. And I knew something was wrong with this man. So I took him where he wanted to go, and I said, can I pray with you? He says, I've never prayed. He said, but I drove a school bus, and I hit a little girl and killed her. I knew that God's fire wanted to forgive this person. He didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. And he had never prayed before. We prayed the sinner's prayer, and the peace of God came upon him. This is the fire of God in the proclamation of the gospel. The God's words are fire. God's words are fire, and they come from an experience of Jesus Christ. Not only do I speak the words, but we come from an experience of Jesus Christ. God's word is fire. As I said, I've experienced the fire on my feet to go proclaim the gospel. How happy are the feet upon the mountains that bring good news. News of Christ's deliverance through the blood of Jesus, through his resurrection. How happy are the feet upon the mountains that bring good news. Are your feet happy today? Do they bring good news? Are you telling people about Jesus? Are you praying with the sick? Do you have that fire within you? Well, we're going to pray for that fire. Anthony's going to pray for it at the end.
And you can't fake the fire. You can't fake the fire. The fire, people know you have it or you don't. But it's an experiential fire. And that fire comes through hunger. It comes through sacrifice. What do we sacrifice into the Lord? It comes through the desire to want it, you know? Jesus isn't going to give us what we don't desire. We need to want all of God. We need to want all of heaven. We need to want to be filled with the fire of God. We need to want Jesus to begin to burn out all of our iniquities, to burn out all of our concerns and our worries. And we want to be able to desire the things of heaven, not the things of earth. When the Lord sends down the fire, everything is changed. I remember as I preach and I pray and I first came to God, I remember I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and I had the fire in my belly. But it was when I came to God, I knew what I needed to do. But it wasn't until I really got into the will of God. And I began to fast as he told me to fast, pray as he told me to pray, do what he told me to do. Because the will of God for each and every person is differently. But I remember when I received that baptism of fire, that fresh fire on my life, and I would burn, and I was burning, and I was burning up for the Lord, and I could feel it. And then I would put my hands on people, and they say, I can feel your hand, it's hot, it's hot. They could feel the fire of God, but I had to let God empty me so he could fill me with himself. I had to be hungry for God to say, God, not my plans, but your plans. God, take my dreams. God, take my desires, take my plans that I have for my life and let them burn in your holy fire. Let my plans burn in your holy fire, because the only thing I want is what you want for me. The only thing I want to be is what you want me to become. The only thing I want you to do is what you have destined me to do. It no longer matters what I want. It no longer matters what I desire. It's no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through me. Christ Jesus who lives through you. God wants ownership of all of you. I don't worry about being possessed by a demon, because I'm possessed by God. God wants you to be possessed by him. Father Tom is possessed by the Holy Spirit. He is baptized in the fire. And in the fire, we see the fruits. In the fire, we see the kingdom come upon earth as it is in heaven. Do I always feel the fire? Not always. But as I speak about the fire, it begins to manifest. And the fire wants to give you supernatural revelation. Exodus 24. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. So God's people are looking at a mountain, and all they see is that mountain burning up with the holy fire of God. In the spiritual realm, when people see you, when they hear you, do they feel you? Do they see you? Do they hear you burning up with the fire of God? Because when they do, they're going to come to you or they're going to run away. They're going to come to you or they're going to run away. Because people either want to be consumed in the fire, or they want to run because they're scared to be burned.
The fire burns out our sin. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out all my transgressions by your fire.
Hallelujah.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity by your fire. Cleanse me from my sin by your fire. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop and fire, and I shall be clean. Wash me with fire, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Burn them out with fire. Blot out all my iniquities with fire. Create a clean heart within me, O God. Put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me, the spirit of fire. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit.
For the spirit of God to be within us, our spirit needs to be burned by fire. For us to live in God's divine will, the human will needs to be burned by fire. Do you want to be consumed? It's hard, because a lot of people, we don't want to be consumed. And you know, we're not talking about being saved in salvation. That's a beginning point. We're not talking only about we're baptized, we pledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're going to be saved. We're not even speaking about we've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and we receive the power of God and the empowerment to do the greater works of the kingdom, because that is actually just the middle point. That is what coming into the inheritance, into why we were created. But you know what? Without the baptism of fire and without being burned and being refined and letting God burn out all those things within us, then it becomes dangerous, because until God shows us, we may be able to work miracles, but we don't want Jesus to say, you've worked miracles, you've cast out demons in my name, but I never knew you because your heart was far from me. The baptism of fire begins to refine our heart. It begins to show us our intentions of why we're doing things. Are we doing things for ourselves, or are we doing things only for the glory of God? Because what we are judged on is love, and that love comes through us. We only do things for the glory of God. We only do things for the love of God. Yesterday we spoke about we could work miracles in the name of Jesus, but after we work the miracles, when the people look at you, do they say, I see Jesus in this person? I feel the love of Jesus in this person. This person embodies Jesus to me. Because we are created to embody Jesus. We are created to carry God's fire, his love, his kingdom. Heaven is so vast. All the graces of Jesus are so vast that we don't want to be pigeonholed within one. We don't want to only go for water baptism, Holy Spirit, miracles. We want it love. We want the fullness of Christ. We want the eyes of our heart to be enlightened. That shows us that our heart, through our heart, the anointing flows. Through your heart, the issues of life flow. Your heart has eyes, but these eyes are spiritual eyes. And when St. Paul, as he says, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fire of God comes within you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit opens these eyes of your heart, and they're spiritual eyes. So you begin to feel what Jesus feels. You can begin to receive revelation through the Spirit. But the fire comes and it burns out all the blockages. It burns out all the blockages. Do you want anything to separate you from the love of Christ? Because unforgiveness is a blockage. Unbelief is a blockage. Judgment is a blockage. But you know what? None of those things can stand within the fire of God. I see people right now, you're feeling heat in your belly, on your hands. You're feeling tears even welling up within you. Lord, we just release right now that fire of God, that fire of your love, Lord. We speak every barrier within you is broken now. We pray for the sovereign baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, Lord. Rabba sekate, Rama Santo, my child, I have chosen you and I have destined you for greater works. Holiness does not come from knowing every quote of the Bible, from standing on your knees. It comes through consecration to me. How much is your life consecrated to me? How much have you given over to me? I want to own you. I've created you for myself. I have not created you for this world. I've created this world for you to walk in, to release a kingdom, to release the plans and purposes I've had for you. If you want to please my son, go for souls. Those who save souls is wise. But without the fire of God, you have no power. You have no power to save these souls. The human will block it. But we speak that the fire of God burns out the human will and it puts in the divine will. Watch a train, a steam train, try to run. It can't run without the fire. But once that fire is ignited in the engine, it runs over everything in its path. I speak that every enemy that's coming against you in your life becomes run over now, becomes null and void. The Holy Spirit fire puts a wall of fire around you. In this wall of fire, nothing can penetrate within you. Nothing can hurt you. The enemy shoots darts at you, and it burns up in the fire. That's why I go preach in Salem, in front of the witch house, in front of the satanic temple, because there's a wall of fire around me, and there's nothing that can penetrate this wall, because greater is in you that is in the world. Greater is in you that's in the world. You were born to be a conqueror. You were born to be a victor. You were born for a divine inheritance. And Lord, we just ask for you to release it now, because it's not the knowledge that comes through the head, but it's the knowledge that comes within your heart.
Consecration. We consecrate ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, body, soul, and spirit. We consecrate our minds to the Lord Jesus Christ. We consecrate our emotions to the Lord Jesus Christ. We consecrate our wills to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want the will of God. We do not want our will. We want God's will. We consecrate everything that we are and have to the Lord Jesus Christ. Consecration. Who are you consecrated to? I'm worried. Well, the worrying, you're consecrated to worry. It doesn't do any good. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Worrying is just useless. Trust Jesus.
Return to sender.
That's right. Return to sender. Or go to the toilet and flush out the toilet and flush out the worries.
Return to sender. When you get thoughts that come from hell, you send them right back to hell. When you have worry, fear, anxiety, you don't battle those thoughts. You replace them with thoughts of love, peace, and belief. You start to pray, Saka Boro Satebe. You ask God to release his fire upon you. It is only the fire of God that gives us victory over the enemy. Do you want to be saved? Yes. Or do you really want victory in your life? Do you want to fulfill your destiny? Do you want to save souls? Do you want to work miracles? Do you want to be refined upon this earth? Do you want to be consumed by the fire of God? We can be consumed but not overwhelmed. We can be consumed but not burned out. The fire of God wants to release the kingdom of God within you. The kingdom of God. Jesus wants to burn out everything that's not of him. What's not of him? Anything that can't come to heaven with you. Fear can't come to heaven. Worry can't come to heaven. Unbelief can't come to heaven. The answer for all of these things is the fire of God and asking the Lord to baptize you in the fire. We spoke yesterday, as our soul is fragmented and our soul is broken, since Jesus deposited his destiny within your soul, our destiny becomes fragmented and our life becomes broken. But the answer is only Jesus. The answer is only the baptism of the Holy Spirit, followed by the baptism of fire to empower you and then to refine you. So, Lord Jesus, that same baptism you've given to me, just lift your hands up as a point of reference if you want to receive. Now, in Jesus' name, Father, we pray that you baptize every person who wants to receive in the Holy Spirit and fire. Give them that baptism of love and power in the Holy Spirit, that baptism of refinement in the fire of God. I speak that every assignment of the enemy, every demonic witchcraft, satanic assignment against your life is broken now by the power of God. That every iniquity that has come down the bloodline is broken, and there's a blood transfusion. Your blood for the blood of Jesus. That everything that's coming against you, every dart the enemy is shooting at you, is burned by fire. I speak that there's a wall of fire that surrounds you. This supernatural impartation, that the anointing fills you now. That the anointing fills you now. That every tormenting thought in your mind is burned by fire. Every lying spirit is burned by fire. Every word curse that your parents have spoken over you, your teachers, anyone in your life is burned by fire. Sakarabaske. Father, keep praying.
Yes, Lord. all the fire of God come upon your people, the fire of God in their minds, in their emotions, in their hearts. Oh God, burn out everything that is not of you. Burn out everything that is not of you, and confirm your burning out by giving us new life in the Spirit, new power in the Spirit, new love in the Spirit.
Yes.
Burn it out, Lord. Burn it out, and confirm within us the greatness of God, the love of God, the power of God, the mercy of God, the presence of God.
Amen. And it's new life for you in the Spirit, but it's not new life for God. This is the life you were created and destined to live in. Adam walked with God in the coolness of the day. When God created man, this is your divine inheritance. This is our divine inheritance, to be a meeting point between heaven and earth, to be a miracle worker. Everything I did, you will do in greater, said Jesus. You were created for a time like these. We are in the end time outpouring. God's grace and God's power is greater now than it ever has been in the history of the world. And God has destined you and put you on this earth for right now, so you can use God's power, his miracles, be filled with his fire right now. Be filled in Jesus' name.
Be filled in Jesus' name with the fire of God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.